Okay, today the Finger Lakes Area Intergroup Archives Committee is interviewing Vic. It's February 20th, 2020. And Vic, thank you for doing this with us. We really appreciate it.
Glad to be alive to do it.
So I'm going to ask you some questions, and you do your best to answer them.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's start here, Vic. Where and when did you get sober? Your sobriety date, where'd you get sober, and how'd you get started in AA?
Okay, well, I finally got to a point, I was drunk all the time. And I got to the point, all of a sudden, by midnight, I was still conscious. Some days that happened like that, and each day it was a little bit earlier that I was sober. I used to drink in the Volcott Hotel a lot, because it was the closest place I was getting, so I couldn't travel anymore, because I'd be so drunk I couldn't get back. The Baptist Church was right across the street from there, and I did go there once in a while. Anyhow, I happened on the third day, which would have been the third of January. Went and looked out the window, and I see lights lit at the church. And I went to go over to see the minister, and some car went past with people that I knew. And so I went back, but then I did go back to the church. And I told the minister I had a problem with my drinking. I didn't know what to do about it. And he said to come back the next day. He'd have somebody, you know, from AA to help me. So they took me to the Friday night group. Of course, I had to get drunk again. I went to the Friday night group over in Newark. And I don't remember the person's name that took me. Okay. I've been trying to think all the time who it was, you know. But anyhow, when I went to the Friday night meeting in Newark, I was flabbergasted at the people that was there. It was a huge meeting. And here I am drunk and all these people are sober. But I recognized people that I used to see around and drink with. I didn't see them anymore. And they was at the meeting. So that, you know, helped out that way. Mm-hmm. And so let's see. After that, then I started going by myself. And then as I started making friends, I'd travel around. As I say, I went to the Friday night group in Newark, and it was a huge meeting. And the meetings all the time after that while I was going, it was huge. And I stopped over there just recent with another friend, and it was a Friday night meeting. And God, there was maybe like 12 people there. I couldn't believe it, you know. That's what's happening to a lot of meetings around. They're all going down in size.
What was the date of that? Do you remember the year?
Yeah.
January 3rd of 75.
I just celebrated 45 years
today. So tell us what you remember about the Newark meeting in those days.
Okay, as I say, it was huge. And they, you know, naturally had coffee, but they also smoked back then. So the first day that I was at the meeting, the next week that I went, they let me wash ashtrays. I don't smoke, and I didn't even particularly care for that, but whatever they told me to do, I did. And the meetings were huge, and they're really pretty well the same way they're run now as the way they were run back then. The other people, you know, I started making friends. I started with a few people that I knew to begin with, and then as I went more and more, and then Cheryl, you know, she was important in my life, you know. Mm-hmm. She was real friendly. And I was always sitting up at the head of the table there with Jimmy. And there was a lot of people, you know, that's died since then.
And who are some of those people? Who do you remember?
Okay, well, Jim, he was a big one with me. Jane, he was there. That was the lawyer's wife over in Palmyra. Matter of fact, they only lived a short ways from Jimmy's house. A lot of times I'd either visit Jim. I kind of used him as a sponsor. Every day I'd pretty well stop at the Newark office, except on the weekends when he wasn't there. And I started making more friends around. And then, time was going on, all of a sudden new meetings are springing up. Like, did you know Mike? He was an Indian, but he was a crazy guy, but he was good. I don't know if he started the Marion meeting or not, but it, you know, I know he told me about that. So we started going over there. We'd be going to the city, The meetings here. Then the Lions meeting got going, and I think it was two girls that started that to begin with. And that moved a little bit. First it was down at a church further down on the road, and then there was like an upstairs where they used to play basketball and stuff, meeting to there. And then they moved the meeting up to where it is now, because that's closed up. That's what I wanted to ask Mike. The format, as I say, it's pretty well all the same. They kind of insisted on not using last names, and that's hard when you want to identify people. Get a couple people that were here where you're using the last name, doesn't matter. But then we started going to the Fulton meeting, and after about a year, Fulton's been around a long time. And I went to Hannibal, and come to find out, that only started a few weeks before I first went to it. And that's really hurting now, too. They're only getting like 3, 4, 5 people. So if I get a chance to go, I lost my license because they found me passed out, and the doctors had to, by law, turn in that I was unconscious. Because I could be driving, and what if I blacked out? Come to find out, I had a real deficiency on vitamins. And that's what did it. So
when you first got sober, Vic,
yeah,
what meetings were around? Like, can you remember the ones you went to?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I marked them so I didn't remember lose track of it. Naturally, the Friday night, the Tuesday hospital group, Bill ran that. Mm-hmm. Fulton, Hannibal. Now, I'm not sure on Marion because I don't remember when Marion started. My aunts had a fair amount to do with that.
What night was that? What night was the Marion meeting?
Geez, I was thinking maybe on a Tuesday. It wouldn't have been a Tuesday. Mike. Hospital was Tuesday. Probably Wednesday. Yeah. Mike was crazy, but he was a heck of a good guy. And
anybody on this side of the county that you remember?
Fulton and Hannibal.
People.
Who?
Jim Watkins? Jim W? Jim Watkins?
Oh, Jim Watkins, yeah. Yeah, but he came in later. Kurt Mahaney, he was around. He was one of the early people, other guys, and I was trying to think of their name.
But you can't remember, you can't remember, Rick.
Yeah.
What was your first home group?
Friday night group in Newark.
Yeah. And who was the secretary then, do you remember?
Cheryl.
Cheryl was.
Yeah.
And what was the format of the meeting like?
Pretty well the way it is now.
A speaker discussion?
Yeah.
Okay.
That pretty well hasn't changed at most of the meetings. Maybe a few little things a little different, but more like, you know, Absolutist Williamson way a little
different. So when you were a newcomer in 1975, when you were brand new, how did the people that had been around a while treat you? How were you treated?
Fantastic. Everybody, they wanted to shake your hand. They made you feel welcome. They'll greet a lot of new people, but I see they don't. People aren't as much to go around and talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know, the meetings are small, a lot of them.
Right. So what about outside of meetings? How did you guys go out to eat or go to coffee? Or
usually, like Newark meeting, every night after the meeting, they went down to, I couldn't remember the name of the restaurants down in Newark. It'd be like west of the village. You know, there's like McDonald's and those things.
Right.
I went down with them, but I didn't stay long because I had to be to work at 2:30 in the morning. Made a short night.
And did you ever go on 12-step calls in those days?
Not to begin with.
No?
No, not for probably a year or so.
And tell me about that if you can. What do you remember about going on 12-step calls?
Well, we'd go and knock and see the people. We always went with two people. I went on one. It was a neighbor. I knew him. Stopped at a house call. His wife said he wanted help. As if you don't get out of this house, I'm going to shoot you. I up and went in to get his gun. I left. And I didn't go on any more single 12-step calls. But we had one gentleman used to be over this way a little bit. And he'd come in and stay for just a short time and go back out drinking. And he did that for numerous times. If I remember correctly, he died, you know. I started going to the church fairly regular on Sundays. And all of a sudden, Jim had called me up that we had a 12-step caller go on. I'd go with him, and I kind of dropped away from going to church. But he was rather see me doing what I was doing instead of being at the church, you know.
Yeah.
And he let us use the Baptist church for a meeting, which we got a year later. I started a meeting there, and Donnie Taft and I got that going.
And I was just going to ask you, did you help get any meetings started?
Yeah.
And
What were they?
Well, the Walkett meeting was the main one. I've gone with other people to show them how to get a meeting going, what they needed to do. Mm-hmm. Other people, he keep the meetings at his house, and he was moving fairly frequent, so the meeting could be moved to a different spot here and there. Mm-hmm. And he died just the past year or so. That's the thing there. No, but I was fortunate. It was, as I say, the minister of the Walker Church, when I approached him about using the church for meetings, because in begin with, when we started the meeting, we had Al-Anon, Alateen, and the woman, and the one for the kids. But after a year or so, they just kind of dropped out, and we just stayed at Walker. But to begin with, the meeting started off a little low, and as time went on, it picked up. And it used to be pretty good-sized meetings. Mm-hmm. And then we started traveling, and more people were coming in, so the meetings was getting so big, you almost needed to start other meetings. Mm-hmm. And there'd be more during the week, too. And to help you out on that, as I said, we had the Friday night group in Newark, and we had the Tuesday hospital group that Bill ran that. And I can't remember the other guy's name that was involved. But shortly after I was in, he told me he's not happy. He says, I'm going to kill myself. And I thought he was kidding. A week later, he killed himself. And we had the Fulton, and I think that's the oldest group in New York. That was on there, and then Hannibal and Mert. And I can't be the ones that got that meeting going there.
Watkins and...
Time went on. Yeah. Watkins got a group going in Fairhaven. Matter of fact,
So, Vic, tell us a couple stories about the early days, like...
Well, I don't know. There people, I think, a little bit more sincere. You know, there's so many people that have come in that come to a couple meetings and you don't see them. But that doesn't mean they quit. They could have went to a different meeting in a different location where they'd be closer to home or something.
So, who are some of the characters? Like, who are the people you really remember? Like, real characters?
Wendell.
Wendell?
Anytime, that was at the Friday night group in Newark. Had different functions going on at times. Going to have like a little party or something. Wendell, we'd take him over to his house, load his piano on the back of my truck, and he's coming on the back of the truck playing his piano, you know, down to the meetings. And yeah, he was a good egg. And another good one, the fun, Leskins. He lived in a trailer park only a couple miles from the meeting. This was really coming out with CBs then. I told Wendell we was going quite a ways. We could read him, you know, heading home, because we were both opposite directions. Wendell's saying, not Wendell, Les, he's, I can hear you real good, he says. Well, we're still hearing you good, because I had a new aerial put on or something. And anyhow, Les don't know it, but we're in back of him following him home. So we pull up in the driveway going up to his yard there. And, you know, you're fading out a little bit, but we can still hear you. So holding the driveway alongside of him, anyway, you so-and-so's, as you say, and Barbara, his wife, she used to kind of be like maybe a secretary for the office there. I can't remember 100% on that. But, no, we always had a lot of fun. Mike's, he climbed up a telephone pole when he was drunk, and the cops wanted him to come down, and he wasn't going to come down. But I forget they said they was going to cut the pole down or something, so he came down. But as I say, he was an Indian. Imagine he was a crazy Indian when he was drinking. But he got to be a real good friend. And I can't remember the year now, but he got killed in a car accident. Oh, but otherwise, there were so many people. I can't remember the names that helped out at the meetings. You know, because where it was a big meeting, there was always kind of a mess afterwards. Let me wash ashtrays, and I don't smoke. Let me help wash, you know, some of the coffee cups. I'm not sure we had... Real quick.
And that's what I was just going to ask you. Tell me how you got started in service.
Yeah, that was it. Washing that stuff and taking care of the meeting. Get into other meetings. That new meetings was opening up. Helping them set up, get everything ready. Didn't make coffee. I don't drink coffee. First time I started, they said the coffee's too strong. And it's too weak. You make the coffee. So to this day... If the coffee maker isn't there, I don't make the coffee. But otherwise, it's... when was it you come in, Tobe?
89.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it wasn't too far.
Yeah. I want to hear some of the early stories about you driving to different meetings.
That way I don't have my license now?
No, no, but, you know, the story is you used to drive around a lot of
different
meetings.
I had a van, and I put chairs all in it, and I picked people up all around that didn't ride. And I enjoyed doing that. And that kept me sober, as well as you can see those people, because if they couldn't get there, plus my driving wasn't the best at times. Sometimes I'd go around a corner a little fast, and they'd holler about the chairs falling over.
And did you guys in those days ever deal with the central office in Rochester?
Not a lot.
No?
No.
Where'd your literature from?
Probably Jim. He probably took care of that, okay. Or Cheryl could have ordered it. Yeah, I don't know where they got that, but I know after we got a group, myself and Donnie started the walk-it meeting. I was a year after, because Jim told us to wait till after Labor Day, because we was going to start it on Labor Day, and he said a lot of people would be going away, so that's what we did, and we started. I can't remember, maybe the second week, and
so tell me about the first Wolcott meeting. Do you remember anything about that meeting?
Well, yeah, because when it first started, we advertised all around, you know, and it was a good-sized meeting.
With flyers? How do you advertise?
Well, no, that's what I meant by the little flyers we take to other groups. And it was a lot of fun that way, you know. Yeah. And but after the first meeting, there was only like three of us, and for a few weeks, it was real low attendance. And then all of a sudden, it started picking up. And as it picked up more, then that's when we started in further with Al-Anon and...
When you were new, how about, did you guys deal with, like, the courts or the police, or did you guys have any relationships with the community?
Not a lot. Bill, he's still around. I know when he came in, I forget when it was he came in. But he just came from court, and he came to the meeting, and they let him get out or something. I forget how the whole thing turned out. But he's alive. I wouldn't say he's kicking too good yet, but he's been quite sick here lately.
And was there much talk about drugs in those days?
No. I heard some people talking of smoking marijuana and stuff. It wasn't much the way that it is. Nowadays, there's all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And you'll see people... And you'll say hi to them if you see them out on the street. Talk to you. Different world with them. Mm-hmm. I treat the person that's gone out and they come back just the same as if it was their first day again. I annihilate them.
And, Vic, this is no time to be modest right here.
Yeah.
But tell us about your contributions to AA. Why AA's a better place because you're in it.
I wouldn't say because I'm in it. Everybody that comes in, a lot of the people, you can tell the ones that are around are getting to be old-timers and stuff. I lost my license. So you got to depend on somebody taking me to meetings. Like, I had a meeting going over there on Saturdays. First let me come to the Clyde meeting, and then the following week they let me come to the Wolcott meeting. That going and different ones was coming all the way over to Waterloo to the nursing home. I don't know. Pretty well, I'd say. When you walk into AA meeting, you get that warm feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, they all know you. Everybody's saying hi, asking them or something, you know.
And Vic, what do you miss about the old days? Like,
the meetings were bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah, and I think people, I think they were more sincere. We just had a new guy over in Clyde again for the studies, treating him real friendly and everything. The guy enjoys it. So many people that I see, they'll come into a meeting, their first meeting, and you don't see them anymore. Mm-hmm. What happens? And as I say, you can't say they didn't come anymore. They could be going to a different area. There had to be a lot of meetings closing up because of the poor attendance. Mm-hmm. Down in Lyons, that used to be a big meeting when it got going. As I say, I believe it was two girls that started it. I wanted to see Mike, and I figured he could tell us more. I mean, I forget who the other...
If you don't mind, just tell us a couple, we've all got stories about AA and people and meetings and road trips like Toby and just Tell us a couple of your stories.
I had a lot of stories, if I can remember them all. But we'd always, you know, you'd keep people happy. You know, you pull a joke on them or something. Not a bad joke, but a good one, you know. Mm-hmm. I forget, geez. Wendell is the one I remember the most with his panel. But as I say, Mike, I was in the hospital. Oh, God. It was right shortly after I came in. I kind of had a little nervous breakdown. And they put me in the hospital. And different ones would come in and visit. And I was so glad to see them. You know, and I was surprised the number of people that would come in and visit and show and try to cheer you up. And we did the same thing when somebody was in the hospital or if they were sick. Go and see them, you know. Mm-hmm. Up and visit with them. And I was always giving a lot of people rides, or a lot of people were giving me rides. And like now, where I can't drive, I'm hoping by spring I can try for a license again. Otherwise, where I can't drive, I'm dependent on anybody that I can get. And Toby, he's been a good help, you know. I'm sure we pulled a lot of tricks on you.
As long as there's no toilet anymore in the hospital.
So, Vic, let's say it's 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And some newcomer is listening to this recording. What do you want to say to them?
If I'm still alive?
No. Well, if they're hearing this.
So you figure I'm going to die then?
Yeah. What do you want to say to the newcomers who might come after you're gone?
This is the most important place to go, you know. Don't miss meetings. Get the meetings. Even if you don't want to go, you go. There was times I was so tired I couldn't stay awake, so I'd probably ride with somebody else, probably at that time Don left, many miles apart. Life is so short. Get out and talk to people. In the beginning, we're bashful. We don't want to talk to people. Come shake the hand. You know, all here to help you. Every person coming in is the most important person. Valuable thing. Go to different meetings. Don't just go to one or two. Meetings are still all over the place, even though they are shutting down, you know. But that's the most important thing, is get out and get to a meeting. And go even if you don't want to go. Shake hands with people. Get involved in helping the meeting get there earlier and help set the meetings up. So now they don't have, we got to clean ashtrays and stuff. God, I hated that. They'd have me clean ashtrays and I didn't smoke. But I didn't kick. I still did it. So get together with people. There's functions going on all the time. You know, together.
Well, I really only have one more question for you, and it's kind of open-ended. But sum up your 45 years. Sum up your journey for us. What's it been like for you? Like from then till now?
Interesting. That'd be the big thing. You know, we started, what's that meeting we went to? We, 5 or 6 or 7 of us get together and we'll travel around to different meetings. Went to this Union Springs meeting. And it was a small meeting. There was 6 people there and they had 6 cookies. So every time we go there now, I take a couple boxes of cookies. So they always got enough cookies. And we haven't been there in quite a while. We'll get together. You're going to go to meetings in different places. Mm-hmm. Go to Rochester. There's the functions up the VA and Auburn. A lot of times we'll go once a month down there. And those people in turn will come up here. Out and see how other people are living. And wherever you go, the meetings are pretty well the same. Maybe a little bit different, but a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, otherwise, I don't think there was anything. Oh, I don't know if I had... Yeah, okay, there was Jimmy Leskins, Wendell. His wife quit because she was with Alan on. She quit, and then after a while, she figured he didn't need to come anymore. He quit, and he and I are the one that got the Walcott meeting going. Got to be good friends, but then I haven't seen him anymore. Toby, Lee, Dave, he's the one that's got the Clyde meeting going. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Jiggers, and he was a big help. He hadn't went out drinking. Best drinks that he had, he would have been sober longer than I was. Got to be good friends. Hey, I'm staying at his house here.
Now, as long as we're on the subject, and since he's not here, unfortunately, tell us a couple stories about Jigger.
Jigger's God, we had so much stuff. We traveled all over to meetings. Went to conventions. I didn't go to the conventions that he did, all of them. I mean, and I had to be at market. It got to be a real good friend. He died in the fall, you know. As I say, they found him in the middle of the road, drunk. When they start talking about his story on that, that's where I got talking. And then he moved to Rochester for his job, and up and visited him. And then his wife at that time called us up and said he was out drinking. Sent right up that same day. And he comes staggering down the stairs, and here we are. And we're taking him back out to our place. At sober, and we had him get AA'd all over. Come to all different meetings, and then he stayed sober the rest of the time after that. Mm-hmm. And he helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And Vic, who was your best friend ever in AA?
These guys.
He's pointing at Toby.
Toby.
And why are they your best friends?
Well, we're just friends. We go to meetings all the time when we're hurting, when we can't get out or something. You know, they come and visit me in the hospital. And he'd been the same way. So many others. And I was up in Hannibal. You know, they'll come all the way from Hannibal down to here to pick me up.
Who can you think of that you know that is the person you know in your life right now who's sober the longest? Whether they come to AA or not anymore.
I don't know if this, to be honest with you, I haven't seen anybody sober longer.
Than you?
Yeah. I think... I'm not 100% sure. I think they had a speaker that he was 50 years. I don't know of anybody else. They were getting thinned out.
Well, Vic, we really appreciate you taking this time and spending it with us.
Well, I can't go anyplace. As soon as Toby comes back, well, I got to open the meeting up tonight and walk it. Because he's always filling in while I've been sick.
So is there anything you want to add? Or does that cover it?
Leave, I'll think of all the stuff I should be telling you.
Well, if you do come up with anything else, you can take a note, and I'm willing to come back at any time if you want.
So, I don't know if there was anything. That's right. I was going to tell you some of the meetings.
Okay.
Around. Okay, Lions opened up North Rose.
Clint? Clint?
No. Anyhow, Walcott and then Red Crick, and every time Lynn moved because he had him at his house, and he just, what's he been doing? Mike, okay, he'd be another one. He was a comical guy, but he helped me a lot in my early sobriety. I know there's so many people that I know wherever I go, and if you want to stop and think of their name.
Exactly.
Oh, but otherwise, so yeah, you know, we've traveled all over.
Down to Florida, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, people recognize you down in Florida.
Yeah.
From your van.
Yeah.
About that?
Well, Alaska, that's where the meeting was a little bit up there. Fairbanks. Yeah. The old people at the meeting. That's when meetings was good sized all around. Yeah. Whenever I traveled all around, I stopped at wherever the AA meetings were. Yeah. Up there, the meetings are pretty well around. Went to the convention up in Canada, Montreal. And
tell us about that.
Well, that was the first convention I went to, and that was huge. And, God, I forget what they call the train that went through, monorail or something. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, all of us would be packed in because you had to take that to get where they had the actual speaker. And up to these stations, and the train had stopped, and nobody got off, nobody could get on because we was packed right to the door.
And who'd you go to that convention with?
I ended up, I met a couple people up there from the program.
Okay.
And I can't really tell you who it was. Otherwise, I went by myself. I couldn't get anybody wanted to take that much time off.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I went to meetings wherever I went. Mm-hmm. Always welcome. Wherever, you know, like you're a long-lost friend when they started. And at that time, geez, I forget how long I'd been in there. Wherever I went, you know. And literature and read the literature. I'm the good one to speak about it now because I don't read it a lot now. I used to read it really. I just got new glasses, so now I can start reading again. Now my hearing aids, I was supposed to get them the other day, and nope, they didn't come in. I got to go to the soundproof room first. And Toby here, Jesus, we pick on him something wicked. It's a wonder he survived it. But, you know, we did with everything on that. God.
Well, This is your interview, Vic, not Toby's.
Oh, okay. Don't ask Toby.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you, Toby. So, but this is where it's at. Don't hesitate to go. You know, if you don't want to go, that's when you want to go. Don't say, oh, well, I'm going to skip it tonight. Never mind. Don't skip it. Go to the meeting, then go out. No, really, it's you see these new people coming in, and which really isn't a lot of them now because they've changed things around so much. But the ones that are coming in and they come in for, we had a new guy come to walk it the other day, and we'll see if he'll be there tonight. And he remembered all of us that was there, but I couldn't place him, but been there. There's not too many times I miss a meeting. Most I miss is like, you know, now, but I still get, you know, 4 or 5 meetings a week right now. AJ, where I'm staying with him here, because he's in the program. And that was Jigger's son. Just had to go pick his girlfriend up from work, otherwise he'd have been. When they let me out of the nursing home, they wanted to put me in an assisted care. Natalie, that's another one. They're not in the program, Natalie and Vanessa. And they've been a lifesaver for me. Take me to different for all my paperwork. Oh, yeah, I did a lot for them, but I don't know. When I'm doing something for somebody, I'm not counting it as doing something for them. I met you in AA.
Yeah. You're a lucky man, Vic.
How long you been in now, Rich?
37 years.
God, an old timer too.
So, Vic, the Intergroup Archives Committee thanks you for your time, and God bless you for everything you've done and still do for Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
it. We wouldn't be here without you, my friend.
Yeah, it's same with me, you know, all the ones that's helped me. Just trying to pay back what I received.